A Year at Appleyard Farm by Emma Davis and read by Colleen Prendergast for Saga Egmont. Winter. Chapter 1. Freya slammed the van door closed and leaned up against it, breathing hard, her breath appearing as sharp little puffs in the cold. How difficult could it be? After all, she'd done this countless times before. Except she hadn't, because this year she was alone. She shivered in the harsh early morning air, whether from nerves or the cold, she couldn't tell, and in any case, it hardly mattered, the effect was the same. She glanced back at the house, solid and warm and comforting, and tried to damp down the rising sense of panic that threatened to swamp her. She sucked in a breath and, resolutely ignoring the for sale sign, gave a little nod in farewell. Whatever happened today, she was going to give it her best shot. She owed her dad that much, after all. The weather forecast was clear, the very best kind of day. Cold, but with a defiant blue sky that not only cheered the gathered crowds, but brought a strong contrast to the holly berries and a gleam to the glossy leaves. She'd dressed for the part too, in her forest green coat and bright red woolly hat and scarf that always made her feel much warmer than she was. The colour brought a rosy hue to her cheeks and made her chestnut hair glow. The punters seemed to like it too. Christmas was just over a month away, and if it helped to look like Mrs. Claus, then who was she to argue? She edged the van out of the gate and onto the lane, reminding herself to breathe normally. It was important to get there early, but she had plenty of time to secure a good spot, and the roads would be relatively quiet at this time of the morning. In an hour's time, she'd make it to Tenbury Wells and could stop fretting. The familiar landmarks came and went. Freya knew the route like the back of her hand, and 3 miles in, she began to feel the first bubbles of excitement welling up inside her. She had first travelled this route over 25 years ago when she was just a girl, and every year since, she and her dad had made the journey to the annual mistletoe sales. Her granddad had been there before them too for many a year, and even as a small child, she remembered his tales. Sherborne mistletoe had been sold at the fair for nearly 100 years, all told, and the thought that this might be her last ever year sat like a stone in her stomach. There would be enough time to think about that, though, in the weeks to come. Today, she had to hold her head high. It was the boots that Freya noticed first, bright red Doc Martens. She'd never seen him wearing anything else, so maybe he didn't own any other shoes, but today, trudging along the muddy verge, they stood out in stark contrast to everything else. She hadn't seen him for a couple of days, but by the look of him, he was moving on somewhere. She slowed the van on the empty road and pulled up alongside him. "Amos?" she called. He turned at the sound of her voice, breaking into a broad grin.
"Well, hello again, Miss Sherborne. What brings you this way?"
She smiled. It was just the sort of thing he would say, as if it was she who was in the wrong place.
"Well, I live around here, but I don't know about you, and more to the point, you didn't even say goodbye."
His black eyes twinkled.
"Ah, well, you know that's not my style. Besides, I thought I'd finished everything you needed me to do."
"You did, but it's nearly Christmas, Amos. I could have found a few other things for you. It's not a great time to be without a place to go."
He dipped his head slightly in acknowledgement of her concern.
"But when I get where I'm going, I'll be someplace, won't I?"
He squinted up at her through the sun.
"Anyhow, I think it was time for me to move on."
Freya blushed slightly.
"Gareth was okay with you being around, really he was. He just, well, he likes things to be ordinary."
"And I offended his sensibilities. I understand that."
"I don't think he understood you, that's all. The choices you've made."
She was trying to be tactful, knowing full well that Amos had heard at least one sarcastic comment that Gareth had made at his expense. Judging by the look on his face, however, he understood.